The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for
Poland.
Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? I'm not going to be able to do it.